Blog Talk Radio. Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. And hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Park Coalition Radio, and of course my Blog Talk Radio community, and those who may be joining me in the chat room. I hope you're having a great start to your week, and welcome to Show 300. Woohoo! And, of course, our sponsor, Audible.com, has over 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to www.audibletrial.com/getorganized. And a little bit later, I will be sharing my audiobook selection for this week. Well, I'm excited because I have a fellow organizer. She is like my BFF, which is my business friend forever. She is Diana de Las Casas, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And she is the CEO and fairy organizer of Once Upon a Source, and you're going to enjoy the conversation with her because I'm telling you, if you don't follow her on YouTube or Instagram, you're going to want to after our conversation. And, of course, I will be sharing a few organizing tips and my Taylor's Tip Time a little bit later. And, of course, my product suggestion, app suggestion, and repurpose suggestion for this week. But before I bring on our guest, something very interesting that I did not know, that IKEA, and it is not taken off in this country, but it has in France and Belgium, has a second life of furniture program. And it lets customers bring old items from tables to bookcases into the store and exchange them for a store voucher. And these items are then recycled or resold as is, and the donor has a wallet full of IKEA money ready to spend on something new or so the cycle continues. So I thought that was interesting, and maybe it'll, you know, happen in the U.S. sometime soon. But I thought that was very interesting. So, and I'm going to say this. Diana de Las Casas is the CEO and fairy organizer of Once Upon a Storage. For more than 20 years, Diana has transformed chaotic and disorganized spaces into calm and tidy places. Specializing in both residential and commercial properties, Diana turns manic into magic. Her YouTube channel, Once Upon a Storage TV, focuses on home organization, DIY. She believes that life is too short not to sparkle. In addition to being a fairy organizer, Diana is a busy, award-winning author and storyteller, as well as a mom and manager of Kid Chef Elena. And she is also, she's a 15-year-old celebrity chef. She's a cookbook author and a radio show host at 15. And Diana's oldest daughter, Soleil, is a graphic designer and illustrator and created all of the branding for Diana and Kid Chef Elena. Diana lives with her daughter Elena in New Orleans area. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on our guest, Diana. So how did I do with the name pronunciation?
It's Diane, but that's okay. It's Diane de Las Casas and Kid Chef Elena. I know, we're an eclectic family. We have different names.
Well, thank you, Diane.
Thank you for the wonderful introduction. And I have to say, if we had that IKEA program here, girl, I would be recycling all kinds of stuff.
I know.
This is old. Let's recycle. Give me some IKEA bucks.
I know. So what made you decide to really, one, help others organize, but really you take it beyond that. I mean, you find things that people throw out trash and you turn them into something spectacular.
Thank you. You know, I've always been a very organized person, even as a child. Like when I took notes in school, I took it in, like, you know, with the Roman numerals and the A, B, C, D. I actually thought in outline form, which actually became a very helpful skill when I started writing my books. So I'm the author of 26 books, and I actually just started my own publishing company with my sweetheart, and we're launching our first book. So when you're that busy, you have to be organized. And one of the joys for me is being able to teach others. And I feel like when you are a master at something, or you're really good at something, that at some point it is your responsibility to pay it forward and to inspire and teach others and mentor others. So that's where, you know, my YouTube channel comes in and the things that I do to teach others how to organize themselves, doing workshops and that kind of thing.
And you do it, and you do it so well. So I was excited to have you because you recently went to a show, an expo. So I am interested in hearing some of the different things that you found in regards to organizing trends for the home. So I've got my pen and my paper ready.
Let me tell you, I went to the International Home and Houseware Show in Chicago in March with my friend Tori Toth, who is a celebrity home stager and fellow YouTuber, and we had such a blast. It was kind of a whirlwind trip, but this conference, this expo is so huge. You literally need the entire time to walk the floor. They have it divided into sections, so there's like a home and houseware section, there's a dining and kitchen section, there is a whole organizing section. You can't even imagine for someone like us, it was like a kid in a candy store. I'm like, oh my gosh, look at all these organizing products. I'm going crazy.
Wow.
And the cool thing is that we got to see what was being released, what's brand new, not even on the market yet, that what's coming out, what is trending. So I'm going to call our little talk about this, I'm going to call it Organizing Trend Talk. So here we go. We're going to talk a little bit about the home. And one of the things that I thought was really cool, which I've been seeing in the stores now, is a collapsible laundry basket. So for large families who like to assign laundry baskets to each person in the house, and you have to find some way to store them, instead of stacking those big baskets on top of each other, now they have the beautiful collapsible laundry baskets. They work much like those collapsible bowls, and it's kind of like one of those trends where you think to yourself, why didn't I think of that? There is a company called 3x3 that has beautiful products for the home office and the office. And I found so many cool things there. But they have like you've seen the magnetic strips where you hang your knives on, right? Well, they have like really beautiful magnetic strips to hang like cool magnets so you could put like post-its and stuff on. They have like organizing trays for the drawer, but they're not just like the plastic kind you find at your big box stores. These organizing trays were made of metal, and they had all these cute patterns and colors, and I was just going gaga. I was like, I need this in my life.
Wow.
There's nothing like opening a drawer and seeing beauty inside the drawer as well. You know, a lot of people are what I call surface clean. But then when you go into the quote-unquote guts of the house, like you open a drawer, you open the closet door, you know, that's where all the clothes start dancing out and all the junk starts tumbling out like a clown car. So it's really nice to see products that address all of those needs. Another company that I totally fell in love with was Honey Can Do. So Honey Can Do is a company that focuses solely on organizing products for the home, and the way they had their booth set up. And I'm not talking about like a little, you know, 6-foot table kind of booth. We're talking about a huge booth where it's set up like, here's the living room, here's the dining room, here's the craft room. And they had a lot of incredible products. And you know what? One of the things that I really loved about their booth, you know, when you're walking at a conference all day, your feet hurt, your back hurts. So when you want to sit down and have a meeting in their booth, they put you in a massage chair. What?
Oh, wow.
So you can imagine my meeting with them was a little longer than my meeting with other people. I'm like, oh, wait, just 10 more minutes. Well, they have this product called Perch, which is all white, kind of reminds me a little of IKEA. It's really clean lines, modern, and it's a modular system that you attach to the wall, and you can perch all of these organizing products on it, like things to hold your files, things to hold your pens, bins to even hold flowers if you want. And it was just really cool. I love how it takes the clutter off the desk so you have more horizontal space to work on. So that's something I think people can think about in their own offices at home or even at the work office outside of the home, is getting the clutter, the surface clutter off your desk so you have more room to spread out, you know, your papers and projects that you're working on. So mounting it on the wall is a really great way to do that. So I really loved that product. Danya B is another company that had this. You've seen those jewelry cabinets that you hang on the back of the door, right?
You know,
yes. I'm talking about it has a mirror mm-hmm. on. Okay, well, they took it to a whole nother level. I actually have one of those. And I love the way it organizes my jewelry. But they had one that it's a mirror in the front, and you open it up, and there's like a little table that folds out, and it becomes like a makeup and jewelry station that you can sit at. Oh, my gosh, it was so cool. I was just geeking out over it. I was like, what? And it had little slots for your lipsticks or your nail polishes or whatever you wanted to put in there, but it was all organized. It had spaces for your necklaces and your earrings and your rings and all your makeup. So in my head, I was thinking, oh, this would be great for a dorm room or for a young teenage girl's room. You know, you don't have a lot of space, or someone who lives in a small apartment. Just an awesome product. I mean, there were so many great products there. Another one that I love kitchen-wise, you know, we all love organizing products for the kitchen. Well, there's a company called French Bull, and if you're familiar with them, one of the things that they're known for is like full blast color products, organizing products for the kitchen. So they, in fact, email from them today, and I said, oh, this is perfect. It's like a sign. So they are introducing a brand new dry pantry storage line featuring this iconic pattern that they're calling Ziggy, and it has a gift box, and it's got an 85-ounce, a 54-ounce, and a 24-ounce storage container. And this pattern is so pretty. And, you know, it's so pretty that you don't have to leave it in the pantry. You could actually leave it on the counter. I love stuff like that. When form is as important as function to a company. So they just sent me this email today, and you know, they were asking me, hey, Diane, can we send you a sample of our product? What am I going to say, Janet?
Of course.
Duh.
Wow.
Let me try that out for you. Yes, of course I'll try it out for you.
Wow.
Yeah, they and French Bull also developed the very first glass container that has color printed on it that is oven safe. So they have these colorful patterns, and you can, like, put a casserole dish in the – it's oven safe, it's dishwasher safe, and that's never been done before. And you would think that, oh, yeah, that's – I've seen that before, but you haven't. So that was one of the cool trends that I saw that, you know, they have a patent on it, but I could see that other people are going to follow suit. Another product I saw that I really fell in love with, and this might sound kind of strange, but I was obsessed with these baby velvet touch hangers. And now I see them in all the stores. But, you know, we have in our closets those velvet touch hangers, and I always wondered to myself, yes, why are they making them in kid size? Well, now they do, now everyone's making them. Yeah, I totally my sweetheart's granddaughter is turning 3 years old, and I totally want to like revamp her entire closet with velvet velvet touch hangers, pink velvet touch hangers. How pretty would that be?
Wow! Oh my goodness, this sounds wow! I can only imagine just going to that show. I mean, like you said, I would have just been drawn like a magnet to the little organizing section, and they probably would have had to say, okay, Janet, we turned the lights off now. It's time for you to go.
There were, like, storage caddies for crafts that were so pretty and so cool. It's just like, hey, on the last day, are you packing this stuff up or are you going to give it away? Just want to hang out there and maybe throw me a few free products.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, you can't imagine. Like, and there was just the volume of incredible organizing products that were there. It was mind-boggling. But it also, you know, it inspired me because I thought a lot of those trends could even be DIY'd at home. For instance, like when I fell in love with those little drawer dividers, I thought, well, I can't make them out of metal, but I could certainly take, you know, like an iPad box and put some beautiful colored paper in it and make my drawer pretty like that. You know, so
that's a good
idea. I saved those boxes. I actually put them in drawers. Put a little bit of museum putty on the bottom, and, you know, they stick really well. Yeah,
that is
a wonderful idea. DIY.
That, you know what, I mean, because I'm even thinking about the how sturdy the boxes are just for the iPhones if you want something smaller. That is
exactly, that's what I do too. I do the iPhone boxes. You know, you take all the stuff out of it, and they're white, but you could certainly cover them with some beautiful patterned paper. You can go to either, you know, a store like Dollar Tree or Target's Dollar Spot and get some gorgeous paper and make some inexpensive drawer dividers like that. You know, so I love both. I love a combination of really cool products that I don't mind spending money on if it's a really quality product. But I also love saving things and not filling the landfill. So I do this thing called Free IY. And I do collaborations on YouTube. So Free IY is free plus DIY equals Free IY. So what I do is I challenge people to find something for free, either a roadside rescue, something they found on the curb, or something that was handed down, something they might have otherwise thrown away. Take it, transform it, and turn that trash into treasure. And it's such a wonderful feeling to see something ugly or, you know, past its prime revamped and given new life and, you know, being able to put some more function into your home. I like to put the fun in function.
Yeah, you do. I mean, and that's as I shared with you earlier, is why I love your Instagram page is because you will find something that, like you said, people just toss out in the trash, and I'm looking at the before, then I look at the after, and my mouth is like, wow, look at what she did. And you just inspire people. You find things that I know, I mean, like I share with you, that door. I mean, I just keep coming back to the door. When that was it. That, I was hooked. When I saw you with the door, I'm like, I have to follow her.
So this door, it's a front door with leaded glass, and you know those door. And this was a solid wood door. It wasn't one of those like fiberglass doors. Solid wood, leaded glass, frosted, just absolutely gorgeous. And the only thing wrong with it was that the people were moving out of the house and they installed new doors. They just wanted to update, so they put this one by on the curb. So I was like, I got to get that. And I did, you know, I priced the door. Those doors run around $1,800.
Yes, they do.
another incredible. Yes, they do. Right, you know, Janet. another great find that I was so proud of my redo was I had been wanting a table for my screened-in patio. So I live in the New Orleans area. I have a screened-in patio, and you know, I have like I like to live outdoors as well. We have a garden, and I have like a nice sofa sectional in my patio, and I wanted a table out there. We like to grill and stuff. So I've been looking for a table, but I don't want to pay a lot of money for it. I'm like, I'm going to find me one. And I started visualizing this table. I'm like, okay, I'm going to materialize this table somehow. I'm going to find a free table with chairs. So my sweetheart and I were driving down in his neighborhood, and oh, my gosh, look at that. And I was like, wait, stop, car! Fortunately, he had a truck. And I was like, babe, we got to take this. They're throwing it out. So I took it and I redid it. And the table has tiles inset into the table, and several of the tiles will crack. Well, my sweetheart, his name is John. So John had some tiles left over from a kitchen project, and they happened to fit exactly. So I did a checkerboard pattern of dark brown tiles interspersed with beige tiles. And the table came out so beautifully. I went to Hobby Lobby and I bought some outdoor patio furniture paint and touched up the table and the chairs. And I bought new cushions from the at-home store. And, you know, I spent $100, but I got like a $1,200 set. I think that's pretty cool.
And it is. I think, and as you were talking, didn't you do something else outdoors? It was almost like, was it a Father's Day gift where you transformed?
Oh, yes. So I did a barbecue grilling prep station. And I was inspired by my friend Denise Cooper of Be My Guest with Denise on YouTube. She had created one. And I was like, I want to do one too, but I don't want to spend any money on it. So one day I'm going through the neighborhood and I see this computer desk that's being thrown out. It's one of those inexpensive black and silver desks you find at Walmart with the keyboard tray underneath. So I brought that sucker home and I transformed it, and I took the keyboard tray and I put it on top and I set spices on top. I have pictures on my Instagram, and I flipped the desk around and I unscrewed things and put things in different places. I also added hooks to the side. I used some command hooks on the side to hang the grilling tools. And now that the back was the front, it has a little bar in the front. And so I hung a towel on there. And, you know, I put some paper towels on there. I just made this really beautiful barbecue grilling station where you can prep your food. And it just came out so awesome. And I didn't spend a single penny.
Yeah, I told you I follow you. See, I remember.
Yeah, that was last Father's Day.
Yeah, I remember. I mean, when you were talking about the patio, I was like, then a vision came to me. I was like, yeah, that's what she did too. Yes, wow. Wow.
So I'm often inspired by things I see and trends that I see and, I think to myself, how can I do that inexpensively and inspire other people? It's not like I'm like a cheap person and I can't afford to buy things. I really love the creativity that goes into transforming a piece. I recently did a piece for my sweetheart's granddaughter. She's 2 years old, and in her bedroom I did a nightstand that I found on the curb, again, in my neighborhood. People in my neighborhood like to throw nice stuff out. There's like nothing wrong with this stand except that it was a retro, ugly 80s nightstand. So it was one of those nightstands that like had the gold trim on it, and it just looked very 80s. So what I did was I popped all that trim off, I repainted it, and I actually decoupaged some beautiful paper onto the drawer fronts, and I sprayed the drawer handles, and it and the whole thing is white with the decoupage drawer fronts with little flowers on it. It matched her lamp in her room. It looks so cute, and it adds a lot more storage. So what I did to the inside was I lined it with beautiful paper, and I put all of her, she's in pull-ups still, so I put all her pull-ups and her wipes and all of that in the top drawer, and in the bottom drawer where it's like her detangler and her brushes. And so when her mom needs to get her ready to go to daycare in the morning, all the stuff is right there, right next
to
the bed.
Wow. It's amazing. It's amazing how you just, like, somebody else's trash becomes your organizing treasure.
It does. I believe that you should surround yourself with beauty, and that, you know, when you come home and you enter a space that is clean and organized, you feel like your house is wrapping its arms around you. And this is the reason why every day I make my bed. I travel quite a bit. So when I come home, I want my room to look as good as the hotel room that I just stayed in. So every day I make my bed. And that is what is called a keystone habit. And it sets the tone for productivity for the rest of your day. Once you make your bed, that's like your first task that you accomplished. Yay! And I actually timed myself making the bed. 53 seconds. So really, 53 seconds out of my day, I can make the bed.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't take you long. I think people think it does, but it doesn't. So, Diane, do you have a favorite? I mean, because you got me all excited. I'm ready to just pack my bags and go to the next show with you.
Next year.
Of course.
March.
Next year, okay. March.
Chicago, yes. It's a date.
Okay. Next year, March, Chicago. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Is it at least a week, or is it like a couple of days? Is it at least a week?
It's a few days. I would call it a long weekend. So, you know,
okay.
And then
well,
we can plan some fun girly time in Chicago.
Yeah, we'll be in the organizing section if anybody wants us.
I'll tell you a secret. Don't tell anybody else. But if you are a blogger or someone in the media, as you are, you get to attend the show for free.
Okay, thank you for telling me that.
As long as you cover it on your show, of course.
That's
yeah,
creative.
Exactly.
That's creative. You just got to get creative, and we know how to get creative. So,
we're not
going to
tell anybody except your 500,000 listeners. Everybody's going to start a blog just so they can go to the show.
But, you know, they don't get the – it's something about being an organizer and being in a space like that, because this weekend I was doing a quick trip into Target, quick. All of a sudden I came across all these baskets, and it was like – I was like a kid in a toy store. I just had to stop.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to touch it and look at it and feel it. So it's
I
just
feel
something.
That way around baskets too. Baskets make my heart pitter patter. I'm like, oh, look at this basket. Oh my gosh,
yeah.
Look at the texture. Look at the pattern. Oh my God, this basket has bling. If it has bling, I'm done. Life is too short not to sparkle, so don't show me any kind of storage with bling on it.
And that's what you said. Life is too short not to sparkle. So Diane, do you have a favorite organizing product? I mean, I know you mentioned a lot of them, but do you have like a favorite one?
A favorite organizing product, something I can absolutely not live without. Oh, that's hard to say. Mostly I'm a fan of if you take it down, you put it back up. And like, I love transforming things. I am very partial to closed lid storage boxes. I definitely can't live without those, especially in my office. And I label everything. So me and my label maker, we are BFFs. Oh, you know what I love, Janet? I'm obsessed with right now, and I hope this trend never goes away, but chalk labels and chalk pens. I've been redoing everything with the chocolate. Oh, they're so cute. And I have pretty handwriting. Yes, I'm going to brag about my handwriting. I like my handwriting. I learned in the second grade that I had pretty handwriting, and I've always, like, you know, centered everything. So I like to make those chalk labels. It makes me feel so accomplished.
Yeah. And if you have, yeah. And I love those chalk labels, too. I did you. I do have a question. Somebody said they're inspired. They're inspired by you. So they wanted to know, like, how can they get started? They're a little afraid. But how can they get started? Is there, like, a small, like, project they should start before starting something big?
Yes. This is what I always do with my clients. I start very small because I feel like if you finish a small space, you're very you'll feel very accomplished. So I usually have women start with their purses. A purse is something that you live with every day, or a wallet. You know, every single day you're digging in there, you're getting stuff out. There's, most women have like receipts shoved in there and, you know, multiple lipsticks and things that they don't need. So I will have women organize their purses first. And then in the home, what I usually do is I have the homeowner organize the junk drawer, because it's like that space where people are just like, no. And I actually have a favorite product for the quote-unquote junk drawer. And when I finish with a junk drawer, I don't call it that anymore. I call it a utility drawer, because everything inside the drawer is utilized. So this product is called the Everything Drawer. So it's like an organizing tray. It's two-tiered, and it fits inside a drawer, and it has labels in it for all the things that go inside a quote-unquote junk drawer, like rubber bands and pens and tape and scissors and thumbtacks and loose change and even nuts and bolts. So I love that product for the utility drawer. So I think that organizing is also a change of mindset and a change of lifestyle.
Good. So, well, Diane. I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say that, you know, once you commit to being organized, you'll see how good it makes you feel. Your will embrace you.
That is so good. So, Diane, how can people connect with you and get, like, all these tips, especially the one where we can take our iPhone boxes, people, and we can transform them into drawer organizers? I mean, that is, like, that's revolutionary, because those boxes are sturdy, and they would make great drawer organizers.
And
so
they
how can people
do.
Connect with
So, on Instagram, I'm at Once Upon a Storage. On YouTube, I'm Once Upon a Storage TV, and I have videos up there. Here's something really cool. So my 25-year-old daughter just moved to El Paso, Texas with her beau, and they have their own place, house, right? So she is calling me up, and she's like, Mom, I'm at Walmart, and I need some organizing help. And she's like, this is an emergency. Can you please call me back right now before I get to checkout? And she's like calling me again when she's in the kitchen. How do I line contact paper inside a cabinet? You know, just things you don't think of when you're young and starting a new adventure in a new place. Yeah, it's so cool. She said she watched over an hour's worth of my videos for the first time.
Just so she can learn how to organize her house. But that's good, because she's starting out on the right foot. I mean, really, that's wonderful. And that's just, you know, that's That's wonderful. And hey, to get an emergency call, don't, you know, call me before I get to the checkout line. That's cute. That's cute.
Isn't that cute? You know,
that's
it also
cute.
Makes
me
feel good as a mom. Like, she values the skills that I have, and she wants to replicate them in her own home.
Yeah.
So that definitely makes me feel awesome. So for those who watch my YouTube channel, you can subscribe and like and comment and make suggestions. You know, I'd love to hear, you know, what you're interested in seeing. And I have a playlist. And my stuff is organized by different rooms of the house. So if you want to work on your guest room, or you want to work in your kitchen, or you want to work in your bedroom or your home office or whatever, there, you know, I've tackled lots of different spaces.
Well, Diana, thank you so much.
Oh, and I have
so
my website, too. I forgot my website, onceuponastorage.com. Right, I know, right? Well, just, you know, if you Google Once Upon a Storage, there I am, your fairy organizer, sparkling for you.
And, of course, as I'm always, and my listeners know, that I always have a direct link on the show page directly to your website. And I'll be tweeting some things because I need to subscribe to your YouTube page myself to get more inspired. I mean, I'm inspired by, you know, all the things you put out on Instagram, but just to get more inspired and to add some more sparkle to my life. So I thank you so much.
You are a doll, Janet. I so enjoyed being on your show. Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored that I was like show 300. I'm like, yeah.
That's right,
that's
300. I had to have a fellow organizer on 300. I had to.
300 shows. Janet, you should be like incredibly proud of yourself. You know what? I'm going to give you a woo-woo. I'm having a party at my desk for you, Janet.
Well, thank you so much. And actually, the woman who actually encouraged me, she's on the line. I call her Grandmother Ann. Yes, she encouraged me. She's like,
So you had a mentor. And see, that's a great thing. When you have someone behind you who believes in you, you can do anything. You can conquer the world.
And thank you so much.
One organized day at a time.
Yes, that's true. But Chicago 2017.
Chicago 2017. IHHS.
Yes. Well, you enjoy the rest of your evening. I know you have got a full week coming up, so I thank you.
I
appreciate you.
And I appreciate you as well. Thank you so much, Janet. And I hope you have a wonderful, sparkling evening.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Well, that was Deanna. De las Casas, De las Casas. That was an awesome interview. And I'm going to be bringing Grandmother Ann on in a few minutes. But I've got to do a few little housekeeping things. And, of course, the first thing is that I always want to let all my listeners know that Audible.com has over 180,000 audiobooks and spoken audio entertainment. And you can go to audibletrial.com/getorganized to get a free book. And my selection for this week is DIY Hacks for Household Cleaning, Organizing, and Productivity. It's a free audio book, and it basically tells you how to tackle your office and increase productivity where it counts. And it also gives you tips on organizing your bathroom and your kitchen as well. So again, DIY Hacks for Household Cleaning and Organizing and Productivity, plus a bonus of DIY hacks and projects for the home. So that's my audiobook selection. And, of course, today is Monday, and tomorrow is Toss It Tuesday. And tomorrow I want you to go and just kind of toss all those rusty and dried supplies that you have. You know, whatever it is, it could be a paintbrush, it could be paint cans that you need to dispose of correctly. But it's Toss It Tuesday, so let's get this stuff out of our homes. And then, of course, my app suggestion is Wicca How, and it's these how-to guides for techs and life hacks, quick repairs, DIY and craft projects, and even food for recipes. And then, of course, my product suggestion is translucent stacking drawers, and basically come in small, medium, and large, and you can get them from the Container Store. And you can transform from our repurposed old dressers and china cabinets by removing the drawer, adding color, and baskets for storage. Now, of course, you can go to my Pinterest page and you can look up apps that will help you be more organized. On that board, I have products to help you be more organized and my repurpose suggestion. And next week, I will be one-on-one with you because I'm going to tell you how to conquer the urge to be a pack rat next week. So that's next week's show. So I am going to, with the few minutes I have left, I am going to bring on Grandmother Ann. Good evening, Grandmother Ann.
Good evening. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is awesome. I'm excited. I'm excited.
Well, thank you. It's because of you.
I just started listening. I just tuned in, and it was perfect timing. And I've been very busy, but I'm so proud of you. It's a pleasure to be a part of your life because you are so very special, very special.
Well, thank you, Grandmother Ann. But it was you. You came up to me that one afternoon after church and said, you know, you really should do a blog. You should be on Blog Talk Radio. And I was like, really?
Yes. That's right. And to know it's been this many times, but this is what people need. I need this information, you know, because I'm working on my getting more organized. And the one thing I have is to know, you know, have to really know what to throw away. I have, there's a part of me that, you know, want to hold on to things for memories and things like that. I have to get past that.
Okay. Yeah, I think, and we all have to. We all have to get past that. We really do. But, I mean, you, Diane, she gave a wonderful tip, and it was like a light bulb moment for me. She says she uses her iPad boxes because they're so sturdy for drawer organizers. And I said, well, wait a minute, the iPhone boxes are just as sturdy. And
yeah.
I was like, wow, because she believes in repurposing things. I mean, she found a lot of wonderful things out there in the trash. And I've connected with her because she found a door. And you know those beautiful doors, and it has a beautiful glass. And somebody had to toss it to the side. And she took it, and she repurposed it, and she just repurposed stuff. So I wanted to have her on it. Plus, she was sharing with me all the wonderful organizing products she found at the International Houseware Show that she went to, which next year it'll be in Chicago, 2017. She said she was like a kid in a candy store. I said, well, it'll be two of us next year.
Right.
But I just wanted to thank you because you came to me and said, look, you need to do this. So I did it. So all these years later,
and you know,
that was way, way back.
I talk so much, but I'm glad you listened. I talk
well, you know, people listen to you. People listen.
What was that?
I said, people listen to you.
Yes. I met a lady yesterday. Janet, I have so many. You have many sisters and brothers, Janet. Many.
And I know that. And that's the wonderful thing. Yeah, I do know that. But yeah, as I was getting ready for the show, I'm like, I gotta let Grandmother Ann know that I've got show 300.
Because I've been relaxing all day. And just before I called in, I decided I thought of you, and I said, "Oh, this is Monday night," and I haven't been on any other calls or anything, you know, one other early on. And I said, "Let me call Janet because I hadn't been on in a while." And there you had sent me the message, and that was perfect. That was perfect.
Yeah.
Yes, that was perfect. Yes. Thank you.
And I'm so glad. And I'm
you're
so glad you were able to.
You're helping a lot of people. They may not be calling in, but they're listening and receiving and receiving. And you're changing lives and getting us more organized.
And I know they're listening. I know they're listening. So they respond.
Yes.
Sometimes they respond later. They leave me little notes here and there. So, and I appreciate all my listeners who are out there.
Yes.
Because if without them, I wouldn't be here at show 300. That's for sure.
Yes. Yes. All right. So keep up the good work.
I will. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. All right. God bless.
All right. Well, that was Grandmother Ann. I'm so happy that she got a chance to talk, and I got a chance to just share with her how much I appreciate her for just guiding me in the direction to do this podcast. And I just want to thank all of you out there who have been listening, whether this is your first time or you have been listening to me through all 300 episodes. I thank you for your part in my journey. I just really, truly appreciate you. You just don't know how much this means to me, because I think of all the times and all the challenges, the technology and the people who said I couldn't do this, I shouldn't do this, and they just didn't want to be a part of the team anymore. But you are still a part of this team. So, again, I thank you for your part in my journey. And, of course, next week I will be talking to you about conquering the urge to be a pack rat. And just some little things you can do in order to conquer that urge, because sometimes we all have that urge. And then, of course, I've got some exciting shows lined up for you. After that, we'll be having How to Tackle Your Digital Clutter with Lynn Edwards of Virtual Excellence. And then we'll be ending the month on how to just organize yourself so you can entertain outdoors, because the seasons are changing, especially here on the East Coast. And I know that maybe you haven't, because you've just been doing so many other things, neglected the outdoors. So how you can really get that in order so you can spend the rest of the summer just enjoying yourselves and being able to find things the first time you look for them. So, again, I thank you for being a part of my journey, and I hope you will share this show with your family, your friends, and all of your social media network. And, of course, always go to my website at www.janetmtaylor.com. So until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day, but most of all, have an organized week. And, again, I thank you for being a part of my journey.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter.